Stacey and Jay Spoo.
It's that time of the week, guys. Mm. We cannot go a full week without getting into other people's indabas. We call it confession. We detail some of the wildest confessions from the streets of Mzansi, and then you get to weigh in and share your opinion. And today's one, hey.
Confessions. You can't handle the truth.
All right, so today's confession comes from Zinhle,
mm-hmm.
not Mrs. J. Spoo, just to clarify. There's
Thank
more
you.
Than one, and it ain't her, okay?
Thank you.
It reads as follows. I'm in my late 20s, and every single family gathering turns into an interrogation. When are you having kids? Why are you waiting so long? I couldn't take the pressure anymore, so I lied. I told them I can't have children. The truth is, I just don't want to have kids right now. It's been 2 years since that lie, and every time my mom hugs me with that shame, my poor daughter look, I feel guilty but also relieved, because at least now they finally stopped asking.
The fact that she has to lie, because the question has been posed too many times and now it's starting to annoy her. That's a problem on its own. I'm not going to lie.
So many things going on here. Firstly, I'm in my late 20s.
Mm.
So if you've been lying about this for 2 years, that means you were in your mid-20s. Show me someone in their mid-20s who has all their life together to be able to be having the children.
Yeah, and pop a kid just in jail.
In this economy.
And afford.
Yeah.
So, KZN, you've heard the situation as part of today's confession. We're not going to give you too many of our thoughts, but we want to know. Based on what you heard, what do you think? What do you think?
Because also, if Zintle is you and you are Zintle,
what would you do?
And you're in your mid-30s, your early 40s, you're like, what? Why are you asking? In the first place, the WhatsApp line is obviously open, 061-792-9495. Otherwise, you can give us a call on 087-086-9495. From Queensborough, Patty, you're up first.
Hello.
How are you, Patty?
Hi there, how are you?
Good.
Just very opinionated on that subject because I feel for her.
Okay.
And not only, let me tell you, I just said in my voice note, if you do have a child, they don't stop there. They say, when are you having the next?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But all that put aside, they're talking about a very intimate subject.
Yeah.
They're mentioning your personal married life. I mean, really, you have to have that to have a baby. So why are they intruding on you?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really think it's a personal choice. Don't interfere. What if she really couldn't have children? How sad would she have not have been?
Yeah, I was about to say, Patty, the fact that for me she lied is making me a bit angry.
That she would have to. That she was put in that position.
No, but I'm saying, like, to lie about the fact that you can't have kids. You're saying out loud when you can't have kids, when in actual fact you can. For me, I know so many people who've been trying to have kids, right? And that's where I'm coming from, perspective-wise. That wish they could say, I'm joking, I'm lying. So for me, that already was off-putting for me. But I understand that under pressure, she had to just pull through and lie so she can get some relief. But I don't like that about the situation.
I think they never let up on her.
Yeah.
They pressurized her.
Mm.
That's why she got so defensive and resorted to a lie.
Yeah.
I actually feel sorry for her. I was married 4 years before I had a child.
Yeah.
And I got married at 31. So people were constantly asking me and interfering. It was not nice.
It's exhausting.
I feel for it.
Yeah. Patty, been there. Excepting for me, it's when you're getting married. Lol. Thank you, Miss Patty from Queensborough. Have a beautiful night. Thank you very much for giving us a call today.
Thank
Look
you.
After yourself, eh?
Thanks for the show.
Thank you, my babes.
You
too.
Bye.
Thank you. Look, this is everyone's life.
Yeah.
This is, Zintle is us and we are her. Simonier, we are one. It is, I don't think the issue is Zintle. I think the issue is people's incessant need to want to ask questions that you don't have a right to know the answer to.
Crossing boundaries.
Like, it's not your business. And also, your medical journey, your potential parenting journey, whether you choose to take it or not, is your personal journey. And just because we're related doesn't mean that you necessarily are privy to that information. People are processing things and rocking up at different stages of their lives at different stages. To be in your late 20s and you have already had to lie for 2 years, to me, that is the wildest thing I've heard in a very long time.
Okay, KZN, we ask you to chime in. What are your thoughts? 087-086-9495. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 061-792-9495.
On the line from Richards Bay, Samantha, how are you, my love?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Sam, what do you think?
I think, you know, to be honest with you, I'm in my mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
And before, people used to ask me, like, when you're getting married? So I used to ask everyone, like, when are you going to die? Because you're
supposed to
die.
When are you going to die? Because I'm eager for that.
Touché.
Excited for that. That's a good comeback.
Now I say the same thing to people. They ask me, like, when are you going to have a baby? I'm like, you know, when the time comes, it'll happen. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. So it's the same situation. Hold on. It will happen. Stop asking the person. And
we're going to
say the same thing. When are you
going to
die?
Oh, also, man. But Samantha, do you think at the end of the day, it's just because there's like a lack of content? You know what I mean? So perhaps it's this line of questioning, I should rather say, is reserved for a particular kind of person who maybe doesn't have much of a social life going on. Doesn't have a lot happening. Because it always feels...
People should just mind their own business.
Exactly.
Because everyone love their life.
Because it's the same kind of people who be like, oh, you've put on weight?
Oh, that's a greeting,
you're looking quite thin. It's like, why must everything have this undertone of like ickness? You know what I mean? Just be like, hey, how's work? How are you? Like, what's new? And move on.
In my nigga guys, wait, Samantha and Stacey, right? I like that. Do you not also think it has to do with the fact that, especially for like the Makokos? Because when it comes to Makokos, time is running out and they know it's gotta to hey, bye bye, that they would at least want to live to see their grandchildren.
No.
You not think it's that?
I think it's a lack of content.
No.
Yes.
Stacey, you're going
like, they more care about society. It's like what society thinks of people.
Yes.
It's not like the new generation where people want to live their life. And when he's stable, that's the time for a kid.
All right, Samantha, you said what you said. Thank you so much.
She said snaps for
Love
Sam.
That comeback. Love that comeback.
I am, you know what? Adds to notes.
Hey, when?
To
when
quote Samantha
die?
From Richards Bay. What did you think, KZN 061-792-9495?
Hello, Jay, Boo, and Stacey. Thanks for the good show. I'm just a bit perplexed here. Why would people be pushing somebody to have kids out of wedlock when we know that almost 70% of the kids in SA are raised by single mothers? Surely should be asking a when and then ask about the kids.
Hi, East Coast. This is Dante. So I do sympathize with the person in question. But at the end of the day, you know, the pressure from the family, especially culturally, is immense. So, you know, one can understand why they went that route. But also, you know, the guilt, and also just to say, listen, guys, sit the family down and say, I'm not prepared to have a family right now. Put an outline in terms of maybe in the next 5 years, we can relook at this, all depending on her and what she wants. But one doesn't want to completely eliminate the element of wanting a child, because, you know, culturally, umZulu and grandchildren is what grandparents want.
So Zintle, you need to sit down with your family and set some boundaries and let them know where you're standing when it comes to having children. But to the parents, maybe we need to have a separate conversation with them too. Stop doing this. Calm down, bro. Times have changed. Like, let us breathe.
Also, we're living to 90 odd.
Yeah, and if you want to have that conversation, have it in a more polite way. Don't attack me on some, when are you having kids?
And
when are you losing weight?
And always at a family gathering in front of... I'm sorry, do you want to just repeat the last one? That felt very personal. Should we unpack that?
When are you losing weight?
And it's all... You're right, actually. Yeah.
It's all the same thing. It's too much.
Stop
Please.
It. Stop that.
Give me a breather. Like, let's have a conversation about it, then hear my perspective, and then let us conclude it together. Then that's a better situation.
Also... My life.
Yeah, my body. Life. My body, my choice.
Exactly.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.